The new iteration of the New York State Senate next year will look different with the new power-sharing agreement in place between Republicans and breakaway Democrats. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, two central New York lawmakers will be right in the middle of it.
It's been 20 years since Syracuse Republican John DeFrancisco was first elected to the state Senate. And in that time, he's pushed for something called the Bad Faith Insurance Act that would encourage more negotiations in cases of claims against insurance companies. It has passed the Assembly, but never the Senate. He wonders if that could change with this new coalition running things.
Whether that's something that Jeff Klein may be more interested in doing it than the traditional Republican leader, whether it's Skelos, Marino, or Bruno, I don't know. But it certainly adds a little something to the mix.
The new leadership look goes into effect in January. Five Senate Democrats called the Independent Democratic Conference broke away from the Senate's Democratic caucus because of concerns about leadership. They aligned themselves with the Republican Party in December, creating a coalition with a majority of votes in the body. And that's going to mean changes for the legislative body of government, which, along with the Assembly, makes laws and approves the budget in New York State. 53rd District Senator Dave Valesky of Oneida is one of the original members of the IDC and says the coalition depends on the working relationship of the Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos and the IDC leader Jeff Klein.
Those two leaders every day will set the legislative agenda, the calendar, committee agendas, make joint decisions on nominations from Governor Cuomo that need Senate confirmation, for example.
It's that setting of the agenda that may offer the biggest change in the Senate, says DeFrancisco.
It may be that some items may come on the agenda that may not be traditionally Republican-supported measures, but that doesn't mean that anyone is going to be, and they won't be, required to support a specific measure.
Valesky says some items that never saw the light of day when the Republicans controlled the Senate should move ahead, like an increase in the minimum wage.
The Assembly passed that legislation earlier this year. It was never brought to the Senate for a vote. So it's fairly straightforward, and I would think that and other issues, but that one in particular, we'll get right to work on.
Raising the minimum wage has been a hotly debated issue in the state in the past, and Valesky says that's the point, putting the discussion on the Senate floor.
Well, let's have the debates over various policy issues, and at the end of the day, either approve pieces of legislation, or if they fail to achieve enough votes, then the bill ultimately fails, but in the final analysis, that's good government.
This move essentially means more power for the Republicans, who are losing their numerical advantage in the Senate, and the IDC Democrats, because the Democratic Party in New York State has been traditionally controlled by New York City lawmakers. So some in Albany are calling this a power grab. Republicans in the IDC, though, contend it's just going to be a better way to govern the state. DeFrancisco, who expects to retain his powerful seat as chair of the Senate Finance Committee, expects the IDC and GOP to have a real incentive to make this work.
They don't want to be in a position where the other Democrats in the Senate say, oh, see, it didn't work, and we were right, and you're all turncoats. They want it to work, so they got to rely on Dean Skelos, and Dean Skelos has got to rely on Jeff Klein and the other independent Democrats. So I think it'll work.
And Valesky has no doubts this new coalition will mean a new way of doing things in Albany, in a state government that has often been derided and called dysfunctional.
It's going to be successful because all of us believe that we need to do the people's work first and foremost. This is a way that I think it can happen and be more effective than it has been before, and I'm looking forward to it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.